get Hendricks coming up to help out. And they actually drove Brielle out of there by bringing her out. Round three, rebound control there by Kansas City. Also played by Clifton. Another shot this time by Hendricks. Long rebound. This time it's controlled again by Clifton. She throws it back out this time to McKenzie Pierce. And you know what they're doing? The post player that they bring out is whoever Brielle's covering. If it's Rayo, she goes out. So they're trying to draw Bonix's big person up to the top of the key, and then they take the shot.
You're exactly right, and it's worked. They've got two or three offensive rebounds in a row.
And I almost see if I was the coach making a switch there and saying, if she goes out, let one of the guys players go. And man, that time Rayo did a great job there. She forced Brielle in there. She could have taken a shot sooner. She waited for Brielle to stand over and then did a pump fake, and Brielle tried to go for the block and did get her.
And that's her third foul. It's early in the third quarter. It looks like he's going to bring in sophomore Amanda Hines, who will obviously be seeing her first tournament action ever. She was just brought up for the tournament to replace Taylor.
And Rayo makes her first one. Tying the ball game up here at 6-10. 30-30. Go in the third quarter. No good. Rebound control there by Megan Pierce. Cassidy resets itself. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Tie ball game, 30-30. Over to the right side to Hendricks. Swings it back up to the top, back down inside. Swings it all the way back around to Pierce to Pierce. Down to Rayo, back to Pierce. Pierce lob passes into Rayo. Rayo sets herself. No good. Good hustle play back there by Corbin to get that Corbin to get back there and cover her and force her to do a fadeaway shot there. But a long rebound again, controlled by Kansas City. And Bonix is just not getting those long rebounds. Their guys are not boxing out.
And the only going, it sure looks like Kansas City's out hustling the hatches for all these loose balls.
They sure are. And that was the difference the other night in the ugly game. One of the things Coach Brielle told us beforehand was that Bonix was hustling to all the loose balls and boxing out. Well, right now Bonix is coming out a little flat. Lucky for them, Kansas City hasn't been able to nail a bucket here. Matt Pass this time tried to go into Hendricks. It was no good. It was tipped away by Bonix. And it went into the hands of Chambers. And Chambers gets the easy buddy, making it 32-40. 5:05 to go. Here comes the full court press. Rayo comes up the court. She's covered by McKenzie Pierce. Doesn't have a problem. Senior on senior there. Seen each other a lot the last 4 years. This time, Singer goes, and she gets on the board. Is that her first one?
I'm pretty certain it is, and I keep good track of her points.
32-32. It's about time she got on the board there. Nice form there.
On defense, the last time down, Amanda Hine, the sophomore, who just came in and saw her first action, made a great deflection. Unfortunately, she had no teammates' help, and they got an easy bucket.
Logan Rayo just got the ball in the paint, made a very subtle fake to the right, and come back to the left, and made that nice basket over top of Orban.
That's 15 for Rayo, so she continues to impress on the offensive end.
And nice work down there by Amanda Hine, who's coming in. She had a nice bounce out there, and unfortunately, it didn't go in. It went off the Kansas City player, and they're going to maintain possession. But she had a nice box out there for just getting in. And this time, Frigga puts up another one. No good. Rebound control by Mano, but she has that box by Rayo, and it's going to stay underneath Bonix and Bonix ball. Kansas City with the lead, 34-32, 4:17 to go here in the third quarter. Inbound it to Frigga. Frigga gives it back to Mano. Mano passes it down inside to Hine. Hine shot a little wild. Rebound goes down to Pierce. Pierce pushes it up the court to Hendrick. Hendrick jump stops behind the three-point line in front of a bench. Now over to Pierce. Back up top to McKenzie Pierce. Covered there by Frigger. Frigger could be the difference maker in this game. If she can make a couple more of them shots, they're going to have to put a little bit tighter defense on her. Swings it around. Logan Rayo gets it at the free-throw line. Extended. She left passes into Hendrick. Nice throw there from post to post.
I think a little bit of them taking their post balls outside has allowed them there to bring them back inside. And, they've done a good job of lobbing the ball over the top.
And Swigger, though, just tried to make me look good. She stole it and hustled and got the ball on the inbound and came out and left the court. Tried to make the lob, but it fell short. And that was a loose ball. Are we going to get a foul, or are we just going to get a turnover?
I think a jump ball. Sammy Janik and Logan Rayo were tied up, and Bellex has the possession arrow in their favor.
Well, things are not going well for Harbor Beach tonight. They've only managed to score one bucket in the third quarter. Kentucky 45, Harbor Beach 9.
Well, you are updating that score. Shelby Swigger buried a triple for Bella, so her first three-pointer in some time.
And that brings her on. That brings them back into the ball game. 36-35, and I told you Swigger's going to be the one that makes the difference tonight. She can make a couple of those, or even the 20-footers could be the difference in the ball game here.
I tell you what, the post players are better. Bulls with not a ton of experience are really getting a workout from Rao and Callie Hendricks.
But Orvin did a great job. Rao took her from the top of the key all the way down to the post, and Orvin did a good job not to fire. And Frigga right there just got taken from the top of the key all the way down, and she did a good job not to fire. Cassidy missed both shots, and now that Rao and Orvin's off the ball on square, Cassidy's going to maintain control.
But if you're Coach Frigga, you got to be happy. Amanda Heim was still on the floor to get that ball, and just she couldn't hold on to it. It slipped off her fingers out of bounds, Cassidy possession.
And you and I know as coaches, that's one thing. Bringing players up, they have no fear when they're this young. They're excited to be in here. They've got a little bit extra intensity that they're bringing in. They want to make a good showing, but yet they have no fear. They haven't played against some of these seniors and juniors all year, so they're not anticipating. They just go with the flow, and it's been good. Nice dribble penetration there to the free throw line, extended by Hendricks, and then a long pass inside to Rao, and Rao lays it up off the glass. 38-35, Cassidy with the lead, full court pressure. They get it to Minor. Minor gets it across the timeline. She's getting ridden there by Joyce. Now she brings it back across, gives it to Jarek for the 20-footer. Jarek shots no good. Frigga fights for the rebound, but it's stolen away from behind by Megan Pierce. Megan comes up the court. She's covered tightly there by Jarek. She pulls up the dribble, throws it to her sister, makes a quick move around Frigga for the 20-footer, and brings it off the glass from the free throw line. 30-35, 2:09 to go in the third. So quick pressure again. Back to Moira. Moira brings it up the right side. Now she gets it to the middle. She's covered there by Pierce. The tempo's definitely changed. Moira says, I'm going to take this three if you're going to leave it open. But she doesn't make it. Long rebound there by Kenzie Pierce.
I'm not sure that was the best time for that shot. She can make that shot, but I would like to see that ball pass around a few more times before she settled for that long three-pointer.
Even though it waited just a half a second longer, she had a lot of room between her and her defense. And I'll tell you what Kansas City's doing right now. They're taking one post ball and putting it around the free throw line extended, giving it to her. She's turning around, and they're making a lob pass. They're using the size advantage that they have over Baddox right now with both Brios being out of the game.
Well, what they're doing also is their guards are going outside and Baddox is following them up. They're not giving outside defense. So it's just a one-on-one coverage down low, and they're lobbing it right over the top of Baddox and being very successful with it.
And Orban picks up his second round, makes that one, and we're going to have a 30-second timeout. We'll be back right after this break.
Signature Bank salutes all of our area sports teams. Hi, this is Seth Stapleton. Everyone at Signature Bank promotes academic achievement and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and your neighbors. We are always finding better, faster, and easier ways to serve the financial needs of our hometowns and communities. Best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're back here at Cass City as Logan Rao gets ready to shoot her second free throw. She made the first. She has 17 for the Cass City Redhawks tonight, and they opened the half on a 13-5 run and currently have a 6-point lead. So Bad Axe has got to figure out a way to stop Cass City and then also generate some offense on the other end to get this game back in order. Well, makes the free throw, rolls down with a generous bounce. They drop back into some type of zone defense, and Bellex comes up the court, trailing 42-35. Morneau runs the point, kicks it across to Janik, back to Morneau at the top, all the way across the court to Fligger, and they're just kind of trying to figure out where the teams are in the zone. Fligger back to Morneau. Morneau pulls up for 3 points in the wing, bounces off, scramble for the rebound, and it is going to be out of bounds off of Cass City. So Bellex will gain possession on the loose ball hustle underneath their own basket.
That was a good possession there by Bellex. They worked it around a little bit, and Morneau again took that three, but this time she did what you said earlier, that she waited. Now they get it wide open into her there, and she can't get it. The three just isn't falling right now. Mackenzie Pierce grabs the rebound, looks to push it up the court, throws it down on the left side to her sister. Her sister makes a ball fake, brings it in, but she's covered tightly there by Janik. Now they string it back to the top to Hendricks, and they slow it back down. Pierce is covered at the top by Fligger. Over to the other Pierce in front of the bench. Now to Logan Rao. They're going to look to do the same math pass. This time, Rachel Brioff in there. And Kylie Hendricks had to make more of a move that time, but she was unable to make it. And this time, we're going to get a double card. Oh, I thought it was going to go offensive, but it didn't. Bounce was clapping like they thought the foul was going to go against Kansas City with a little bit of a push off there, but I guess not.
I think it was a reach in on Tini Monroe. She kind of got her hand in there. I think she had a little bit too much wrist and not enough basketball.
She picks up her second team's fourth. Kansas City has no fouls yet in this half.
Kansas City returned the favor quickly, though. They